The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Erica Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Erica Sullivan. And if you're new to this podcast, I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach. And today we're talking about a very transformational topic. And that's the topic of using your intuition and why your intuition is the secret to never question a decision again. And if you haven't made a decision yet to join our private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community, check out the link below in the show notes. Have you been lying in bed at 4 a.m. with the brain in overdrive, trying to desperately come up with a best decision, the best response, the best approach to something in the next day? I'm sure you've been there many times, maybe even last night. Am I going to do the right thing? What's the next step? It's driving me crazy. I can't sleep now because my brain is working so hard. You may have been telling yourself all of these questions in the middle of the night or early in the morning. As a result, you get up in the morning feeling exhausted. This total depletion of energy, can you imagine? And the worry knot in the stomach is getting bigger and bigger. I'm sure you have felt that at some point in your life. I have definitely been there many, many times. And why is this happening? I feel that we're getting so invested in decisions and making decisions this way because we want to arrive to a promised result. And often we take responsibility for the results ourselves, and we're one with the outcome. And what all of that does is that it keeps our ego to step in and take over and trying to run these endless scenarios of possibilities in our mind. Because the mind wants to arrive to the right answer, and now. And we really are often listening to our minds a lot more than our intuition. It's just the way we're conditioned and trained that we want to arrive to an answer now, and we want to know all the details now. And if we take ourselves back to that 4 a.m. Worry in bed when we're trying to run these scenarios in our mind on what is the right thing to do, what is going to be the right thing to say tomorrow, maybe at a meeting or a big decision that you want to make and that you know you're up for. So all of this, I call it the mind mill. It really feels like a mill. And that's far away from the feeling of being creative, flowing, ease, and all of those easy ways that we actually, in fact, can flow through life with if we so choose to. And it's this transactional feeling almost. And can it be this way? No. That doesn't work because it's too expensive. And here you are again with thinking with your mind. How about this way? No, the mind is telling you. And then because he or she's going to be upset if I do this. And so it goes. Scenario after scenario in your mind. And this is their mind talking, that this is the ego talking, making assumptions and interpretations of information based on, often based on past experience. So therefore, the mind mill is happening, perhaps because you really want to see that project you've worked on so hard to succeed. You're really invested in it, or you really want to make that sale you have worked for so many months. Or you really want to come across to that person that is so important to you with the right response. We all know how it feels when we feel everything is on the line and it has to be right. If you're a busy, multitasking woman who feels lost, anxious, empty, and distracted by all the decisions that you have to make on a daily basis, don't worry. I'll show you a way that has made all the difference for me. And that is how to use your intuition. Now, we all have limiting beliefs. And limiting beliefs are really walls or ways that we put up walls for ourselves to prevent us from expanding into what we truly are. And a limiting belief might be, oh, I've never been able to trust anyone, or I've never been able to come to the right decision right away. Why should I trust myself now? Why should I trust my gut? And let's say another example might be in a work environment that you may be telling yourself, I don't have the time for this. I have people telling me what to do at work, so I can't go against that. Do you want to learn why your intuition is your secret to success? Do you want to stop running scenarios over and over again in your mind? Do you want to stop worrying and getting exhausted by it? That's a lot of questions at one time, but what women often ask me when they're up for a big decision is like, Erica, what should I do? I'm not sure what to do. I'm doubting that decision I made. What if this happens? So your feelings are generated deep down. And due to the lack of trust in yourself, trusting in your true decision-making power, and this decision-making power that you have inside yourself is always available, and it's called your intuition. Because here's a pattern also that I see a lot. I see often women are seeking validation from others first, before they make a decision. It could be friends, you're asking them, what should I do? Or your spouse or your partner, what should I do in this decision? What is the best way forward? It could be that you're listening to thought leaders on social media or even to colleagues that you know well, that know you well, and you're asking them for what should I do over and over again. Do you recognize that? And this can be an exhausting process to begin with, because sometimes when we ask a lot of people, we also get mixed messages, and that could be even more confusing. So maybe one friend is saying, oh, you should do this, make that decision. That sounds like the best thing to go for. While another friend is saying, do this other thing instead. So not only we're getting confused sometimes by asking for validation from others, when we in fact can access our most powerful inner decision-making ability, and that is your intuition. Can you relate to the anxious feeling of rushing and pushing when feeling stressed, making a decision hoping for the best, or going with what someone else says? I also, like many of you, used to lay there in the dark at 4 a.m. worrying about the next day. I worried about how I could make that next step, the right next step, and how I could drive that high priority project forward or where I wanted it to go. And as a result, I was tired when it was time to get up in the morning, and I had already filled my to-do list with actions based on this scenario thinking. The mind mill was working hard. And what happened was I got so frustrated that I kept questioning and doubting myself all the time and the decisions I were making. So I was trying so hard to figure out the right answer. And I was trying so hard to figure out the right answer with my mind. The mind mill. when I got so fed up with this behavior, and I asked myself, is there really another way how I can arrive to an answer that is the right answer right away? And that's when, for the first time, I was letting go. I was letting go of how that answer was going to come to me. And the funny thing happened. That's when I found the right decision. I found the right answer right away. The minute, the second I was letting go of how I wanted it to look like, I found the answer. So everyone has the ability to tap into your intuition, your higher self, our true self, because it's already built in as part of being a human. We just have forgotten how to use our intuition these days because we rely so much on external influences. We rarely go and ask ourselves, what is the right decision here? Rarely go that route first. So if you allow yourself to open up to another way to succeed and learn how to rely on your intuition instead and trust it, you don't have to run a decision in your mind over and over, doubting yourself ever again. Feel that. You don't have to run a decision, run the mind mill over and over again, ever again. So the most important part here is the trust it part. It's also the most challenging part to get to because trust means that you have to let go. You have to surrender to whatever the outcome is going to be. And you don't know exactly how or how this decision is going to arrive and what form is going to show up for you. And that's the surrender part. That's the letting go part. And that's what we're so uncomfortable doing most of the time. We don't want to let go of that exact way we want it to show up. So the key question here for you to ponder is, do you trust your gut enough to allow your creative intuition to speak to you? So for your intuition to be a different guiding light for you, and you want to start opening up to this ability for yourself, the more you notice these intuitive hits throughout your day, the stronger your ability to notice an action on the intuitive hit itself will be. I believe that we all are guided by a higher self and a higher team that surrounds us of guiding spirits, getting guidance through the natural force of energy that is all around us. All the time is how we get the feeling that we're on the right track. And it's our job to learn to align with that energy frequency of our own intuition and access our full potential. And if you think about it, if you are having children in your life or you're watching children, they're born with this ability to dial in and allow their higher self to take the front seat. And what happens is that when we grow up as teens and young adults, we often make the choice to dial in more with our friends and the demands of the outside world instead of continue to follow our intuitive hits about what's right for us. And we learn to keep up with external circumstances and appearances. And it can take a lifetime for you to come back, to return to that true self again. And one way of doing that is to start listening to your intuition. Coming back to your true self only happens if you surrender to the fact that you cannot push things into being a certain way. Rather, it's a practice of surrender and listening and acting on those intuitive hits before the mind and the ego is stepping in and explains it away. Three tips on how you can expand and amplify your intuition and your ability to listen to your intuition today and stop worrying at 4 a.m. in the night, in the early morning, about what's the right next step for you the next day. It's a practice that you and everyone around you can learn. Everyone has access to their intuition. It's a choice whether you want to align with it or not. And this is a practice that you will leave you calm and with the sensation of tapping into a bigger force than yourself. So how do you act on an intuitive hit? And how do you feel that you belong within that solution and not separate from it? To make your intuitive voice part of your decision-making, you need consistently practice to let go of how you want it all to turn out. And this can be pretty tricky because we all have this picture of how what we want, right? And you may feel very challenged because you may be used to go for the predefined goal, the planning out every detail on how to get there. But your intuition is requiring you to pay attention to this moment right now as you're listening to this. And that's something that is part of this entire practice to how to align with your intuition is to align with the present moment. Take notice of the moment that you're in right now. And one of the most important tools to start training yourself to notice this moment right now is the practice of meditation. For me, the experience that I've had with meditation over a number of many years is that it's the most powerful way to practice being in the present moment. And it's only in the present moment you can catch an intuitive hit. So if you're not already meditating regularly, I can help you to get started and establish a consistent meditation practice and teach you how to access your intuition. And so check out my mini session here that I've attached in the show notes. It's a free little meditation series that I named Energized at Work. And it's so easy that you can even do it at work. So go check that out in the show notes. There should be a link there. Because most likely the answer to your most difficult decisions that you face either home or at work are not coming from a well thought out response, a strategy or a project plan or any kind of, you know, step-by-step plan that you put together. The answer comes from a creative, inspired, and centered place within you that aligns with that intention that you've set for yourself or for this goal that you've set for yourself. And the answer is now being organized by the universe for you. And that is intuition in practice. So how do you start tapping into your intuition? Well, the very first step to intuitive practice is to open up to let your intuition guide you. Sounds simple, right? Because your intuition will give you that nudge, that direction in the moment, if you're willing to turn the flashlight on yourself and ask yourself, what do I desire in this moment? And what we normally do, we turn to the next post or the next webinar or the next guiding friend that we have, and we're asking for validation. What should I do? Or we turn to business books or business podcasts or whatever for answers without asking ourselves first. So we take a lot of detours when we really have the answers within ourselves. So when you have a big decision or small decision to make next, maybe it's even, you know, after the show, after you listen to this, ask yourself, what do I desire? That's all you need to ask yourself, and start listening to what the answer is. Another practice that is going to help you amplify your alignment to your intuition and that energy of listening to answers from your intuition is to start looking for signs. Because signs, the universe wants to talk to you. And one way of doing this is to look for signs that you are tuned into your intuition and higher self. And signs can show up in various ways. Common signs are number combinations like 1111 or other number combinations that you start noticing. Either it's on a license plate on a car, or your clock in your kitchen is showing this 1111 or 3333 or any other combination. Sometimes the same song keeps coming back when playing a playlist, or a butterfly keeps coming back to visit again and again. Signs are given to us all the time. We just don't pay attention to them. We basically ignore them because we are too busy or too focused on what's next. But it really is in that moment when you catch that sign, that's when the universe is open to you. That's when the intuitive hits happen. So I recommend for the next 5 days, every day, look for your signs, or even ask for a sign. Ask for something and see if it is shown to you. The third little tool here is great. I've used that a lot, and that's to start an intentions box. And I have actually an intentions desk drawer because I'm a big fan of post-it notes. Nowadays, I don't put my to-do lists on my post-it notes. I put my intentions on my post-it notes. And one of my favorite practices is to have an intentions drawer or a box. Because the trick here is for you to surrender your wishes and desires, you need to show the universe that you welcome a solution beyond your ego, beyond your rational mind. So here's what you can do. If you haven't used an intentions box before, you can follow these simple steps. So start with writing down what you desire, what's an intention of yours, maybe something you want to welcome into your life. It could be, I welcome a stronger relationship with my daughter, or I welcome into my life more abundance. I welcome into my life more health. And what I do, I put it on the post-it note and I put it in my desk, my special intentions desk drawer for a week without going back to look at the note. And after a week, I pick up the note and I rip it up without reading it. And I toss it away in the trash without looking at it. I just rip it up. And that is an act of surrendering. Because if you go back to it and maybe read it again, or you maybe change your mind or want to add something, that's not surrendering. That's control, right? So leave it there, let it go, and then rip it up after a week. Now, what I want you to do is to pay attention to the answer to your intuition, intention, and what the intuition is telling you. It may be already obvious to you what the answer is. And you can use this technique or tool to also ask questions. What is the right decision? What is the best scenario here? And put it on a post-it note and put it in your box or a drawer. So introducing you to these three steps is all a practice of stepping back and surrender to an outcome unknown to you. And this is essential Because if you trust it will happen at the right time, instead of trying to push it to a specific timeline, you're right where you need to be. And you can practice this intuition and intention practice for any work or home decision, even on short notice. Always know that the answer to any question is already within you, and it's about pulling it out, connecting with it energetically. So you may ask yourself, why am I not already doing it if I already have the answer? Or why isn't the answer clear to me already? So when you accept that you are right where you need to be, the answer or solution usually shows up naturally. But it's not going to show up naturally on the timeline you're giving it. So get into the practice of asking yourself for the answer first and notice how you feel in that moment. The more you pay attention to the signs and the intuitive hits and your body responds, the more you will grow the skill of using your intuition, and you will never question a decision ever again. You will know that it's instantly what's right for you. What we've been talking about in the show today is how you can start listening to your intuition, listening to the guidance that you're given on a daily basis from your inner true self. And that is aligned, that energy is aligned with universal guidance and your guides and divine supporters that you have around you at all times. And it really is important to know that a plan that is thought out by the mind is a limited plan. It's a boxed-in plan. You are excluding other options that may be the right options for you if your mind is the creator of that decision and the answer to that decision. Because the decisions and the responses to decisions that comes from an intuitive hit are always right. So hear me on that. Those intuitive hits are always right because there are no options. And what you are getting in that moment of an intuitive hit is that you get clarity in the moment and you feel it's right. So this is how your life gets lived in more flow, relying and trusting on intuitive hits instead of the mind mill. But this takes patience and practice, and you can equal it to surrender and letting go. And we all need a bigger dose of surrendering and letting go in our daily lives, right? So every time you tap into your intuition and your gut is telling you something, it's for the good. The mind and ego may have good or bad agendas, but your intuition always taps into the good, your higher true self. And what's important to remember here that you always have free will, your own choices to make, choices and decisions. So it's your choice to listen to your intuitive hits or not. With these simple steps, you can trust that if you're using your intuition and listening to your intuition, that you never have to question a decision ever again. Thank you for tuning into the show today on New Light Living Podcast. See your life in a new light. There's so much to say on this topic, so ask me questions in the episode inside our private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community. Are you ready to expand beyond your comfort zone and show yourself and the universe what you're ready for next? Trust the process, do the work.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.